Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As ever, if you have any questions or you just want to say hi, you can drop us an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. John Riley of TheEffect.net is still with me. Before the break, we were talking about the new Google Fitbit Air. Is it really the Whoop killer? If you missed that conversation, you can listen back on the Go Loud app. Just search for Tech Talk. But John, you've been testing some new earbuds as well.
Yeah, so these are the new Soundcore Liberty 5 Pro and the 5 Pro Max, so quite Apple-ish monikers. These are kind of the top-of-the-line earbuds from the Soundcore brand, which listeners might be aware of. They're kind of part of the overall Anker family. Anker do charging bars, charging cables, smart home security aspects with their Eufy brand. So there's kind of an umbrella of brands underneath Anker, with Soundcore being really the audio slash visual component. And these new earbuds are pretty knockout. I was at a launch event recently to kind of see them being shown off to the world. And they come in two models, as I said. There's the Liberty 5 Pro and the Pro Max, which have kind of substantially different cases. We'll get onto that in terms of their actual boxes or their cases that they're held in. But both devices offer incredible call quality, and they're powered by Anker's new Thus AI chip. So THUS. So this is kind of like what they're claiming to be quite groundbreaking, to have an AI chip built directly straight into the earbuds that handles tasks and kind of audio requests 150 times quicker than what you're used to. So everything's processed on the earbuds. So it's quite innovative in that sense. And I can kind of see aspects of it playing out in my day-to-day use of them that really go, wow, that was actually much quicker than I'm used to using kind of voice control on other earbuds. Or do you know when you kind of have earbuds that they listen for you to start talking, and they'll dim the music, they'll turn on transparency, and they'll let you talk? There was always a delay I found on previous earbuds for it to realize, oh, wait a minute, he's saying something. Let's turn on the music, let's turn on transparency and let him speak. These are very quick at that. I let out a cough, and within half a second, the earbuds are kind of turned on to kind of let me hear myself thinking or talking. The call clarity, as I said, they've got like 10 sensors and two bone conduction. So the 10 sensors are across 8 microphones and 2 bone conduction sensors on both earbuds combined. This kind of creates a neural network AI model then to help isolate your voice from background noise. And they've actually gone and got themselves a Guinness World Record for the clearest, highest speech quality score for true wireless stereo earbuds. Now, that all sounds a bit kind of highfalutin, but I can attest they are probably one of the best, if not the best, earbuds I have used to date for call quality. They're that good.
Awesome. What was the issue or the difference there between the boxes and the cases and so on?
Yeah, so the Liberty 5 Pro come in at £179.99 or £180, and their box is a bit sleeker. It still has this small, almost 1-inch LCD touchscreen on it, which again is quite innovative to have. It might be overkill. Definitely some people will see it as overkill. There's a little touchscreen display on the Pro model that lets you kind of control the device settings, kind of tweak audio functions on the device. And you can also do AI translation, turning it on with the device on the little touchscreen on the Pro model, and then using the earbuds then to do the voice translations or the AI translation. Now, the one I'm testing is the Liberty 5 Pro Max. These guys come in at €250, but they've got a larger 1.78-inch AMOLED display sitting smack bang on the top of the device, on the lid that usually slides open to let your earbuds go in and out of the case. This has integrated AI note-taking put in, so I've used it in a couple of meetings now where I've popped the case on the table, turned on the AI note-taking, and done a 45-minute meeting. That then sends the audio that I captured on the case to my phone, transcribes it all, does an AI summary, and gives me the key notes from that meeting. So not only are the earbuds giving me the audio quality and the call quality I'm kind of used to, I'm getting an additional functionality in meetings with this little kind of charging case that has just so happens to be an AI note taker as well. Very, very clever.
That is very cool. And again, it shows you where we're going in terms of all of this. What are the price points here?
Yeah, so these guys, as the Liberty 5 Pro is the more, it's the lower cost model. So you're looking at €180 for that. Both earbuds are the exact same in terms of call quality, sound quality, battery life. The differentiator is the case, as I said. So with the Liberty 5 Pro Max, the bigger case, that comes in at €250, has a larger OLED screen or AMOLED screen on the top. You can put wallpapers on this. It's almost like a mini phone. I have my little girl's photo on there. You can control the settings of the device. And then, as I said, you can initiate all that AI note-taking functionality. pausing, stopping, bookmarking or highlighting points within a meeting to say, make a note of that. All that kind of functionality is built into the case as well. And then that is sent to the phone. So you're looking at €180 for the Liberty 5 Pro and €250 for the Liberty 5 Pro Max.
Okay, awesome. I've been using the Samsung Buds Pro 4 over the last wee while, and I have to say I really like them. They've moved away from the design that they had initially. They've gone from sort of the in-ear buds to more like the AirPods, so they've got the little thing sticking down, which I don't normally love, and I have been using them over the last while out and about when I'm cleaning the house, you know, going for a walk, whatever it is, and they are so comfortable. I also find the battery life on them is fantastic. They're €260, but again, the call quality is really, really good. Music sounds great. You can do the active noise cancelling, turn it on, turn it off, or whatever it is you want. So they are, like, I think Samsung's earbuds game is pretty strong too. So that's plenty of recommendations for you there in terms of headphones. Let's turn to gaming, because when you sent over a few bits and pieces for me to look at, I got very exciting because one of my most favourite games is back.
Yes, so Forza Horizon 6, the kind of arcade-style racing game. You're a huge fan of Forza Horizon over the years since I've been on the show, and it's kind of accessibility. It's not too, what was it? It's a bit more forgiving for people's driving styles. It's not like a simulator. It's a bit more arcadey, as I said. So this is Forza Horizon 6. It's launched on Xbox Series X and S. It's on PC, and it's also coming to PS5 later in the year, which is kind of telling of where Microsoft and Xbox is going with its exclusives, with the titles which were originally exclusives now are going multi-platform, to kind of just to show that Xbox are going, we can't take on PlayStation with the exclusives. We're going to kind of try and eat some of their dinner and put our games onto their consoles and kind of get revenue that way. But anyways, that's by the by. This is the new Forza Horizon 6. It's set in Japan. This region, or this setting, or this location has been on people's wish lists for years, or ever since the franchise kind of came to be, and now they're finally gone to Japan, and it's just this stunning varied map. You've got like 10 different regions. You've got a kind of a miniaturized version of Tokyo, but then you've got Mount Fuji in the background, and you've got bamboo forests, and you even go up to the snowy ski resorts of Japan. It's just the recreation that the guys in Playground Games over in the UK have done is pretty stunning, and I've been a fan like yourself over the years, attending even launch events for titles in the series. And yeah, I was a big fan when I heard this was announced, and I was really excited to get my hands on it and test it out.
Yeah, no, it looks incredible. I am absolutely going to download it. And the fact that, as you said there, that it's going to PlayStation as well is great, because that was one of the issues that I had with some of these titles. Not everybody is going to have every console. And it does seem ridiculous in this day and age to have things locked into a particular platform. So I think that is a great sign. And again, your full review of that is up on theeffect.net. Finally, there's a new Bond in town.
Yeah, so you've got 007 First Light. It's a brand new title from IOI Interactive. These guys are famous for the Hitman franchise of games. And we've actually got an Irish guy leading the charge once again as the infamous James Bond. Patrick Gibson is an Irish actor. He's taking over the role of James Bond in this title, his likeness and everything. People might know him from the young Dexter Morgan in the new Dexter Original Sin show. He was also in that Netflix show Shadow and Bone and the OA. So yeah, this is like already sold 1.5 million copies. I'm in the middle of my review for it on the PS5 Pro, which just looks spectacular on the more powerful console. And yeah, it's kind of, the guys in IOI Interactive have really captured the essence kind of between the stealth aspect, the kind of the melee fighting aspects, and the kind of the driving, and a bit of the kind of the gadgetry. You know, I just interacted with M from the film series in the game, and he was giving me all the different gadgets to test out as I kind of got set up. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into that more, and our full review will be coming to the site very soon.
I love this. I love the sound of this, because these are the kind of ones that you're already familiar with the franchise. It's like when the Batman or the Spider-Man game come out, like you kind of are familiar with the universe. It's very easy to get sucked in, and it sounds like they're kind of producing it a la a movie almost, but obviously it's a game as well. So that is definitely one to check out. As John said, the review of that is coming soon to theeffect.net. If you have any questions, if there's a title you want John to review, techtalk@newstalk.com is the email address. But for the moment, John Riley of theeffect.net, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jess.